With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Democrats blocked an amendment to voter ID legislation backed by President Trump that would have done something they publicly support, require photo identification to vote in federal elections. This update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have shown an interest in voter ID, which has grown in popularity among voters across the country. Still, Democrats blocked an amendment to the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE America Act, from Ohio Republican Senator John Husted, meant to put them on record for that position. Schumer said ahead of the vote that, quote, Republicans are once again wasting time on voter suppression. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump has issued a new warning to Iran, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wrote on his social media site that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. If they don't, he said, there's no turning back and it won't be pretty. The president described the negotiators as very different and strange, insisting that Iran is begging the U.S. to make a deal ending the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A revised version of the House's aviation safety bill now has the backing of the National Transportation Safety Board, but the families of the 67 victims of last year's midair collision near Washington, D.C. still want to see tougher requirements to ensure the reforms are implemented. The NTSB said the ALERT Act now addresses its recommendations, including requiring planes to be equipped with a key locator system. Two key House committees advanced the bill Thursday, so it'll now move forward to a full House vote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 469 points, the NASDAQ dropped 521. This is SRN News. The Human Rights Campaign is losing influence.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
European Jews are reeling from yet another anti-Semitic attack. British police are treating the destruction this week of four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity as a hate crime. Damon Hoff, president of the synagogue where the ambulances were parked, says we're feeling vulnerable. No one was hurt, but the attack did damage to the synagogue building. Several Jewish sites in Belgium and the Netherlands have been attacked this month. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
There's another rise in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just under 6.4%. That's the highest level in more than 6 months. Only 4 weeks ago, the average rate had dropped to its lowest level in 3.5 years at just below 6%. I'm Alex Vega.
The average Wall Street bonus rose to a record $246,900 last year amid a surge in profits. The New York State Comptroller's Office says the average bonus rose 6% or almost $15,000 compared to the previous year. Gas prices continue to creep higher. According to AAA, the national average for gasoline is now $3.98 a gallon. Once again, higher oil prices meant lower stock values on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 469 points, the S&P 500 off 114, the NASDAQ down 521. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.